Delicious meets nutritious in the snack that packs a real protein punch, Wonderful Pistachios. Each 1 ounce serving of Wonderful Pistachios has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value and making Wonderful Pistachios one of the highest protein nuts. But perhaps more than that, I love all of the flavors they have. Their sea salt and vinegar ones are my favorite when I'm craving that flavor but want to keep it healthy. But that's just the tip of the iceberg. Wonderful Pistachios come in a variety of flavors, like chili roasted, honey roasted, smoky barbecue, and jalapeno lime, perfect for enjoying with family and friends or taking them with you on the go. Whether you're a pistachio purist who loves cracking open every nut, or you prefer the convenience of no-shells pistachios, Wonderful Pistachios has got you covered. Grab Wonderful Pistachios and elevate your snacking game today. So fill up with a healthy snack when hunger strikes. Visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more. That's WonderfulPistachios.com.
Looking to step up your Mother's Day flowers? The Home Depot has an idea. Let Mom's Green Thumb do some digging with colorful flowers, pots, and premium soils to bring out the most in her patios, walkways, and gardens. Right now, get Vigoro Potting Soil just $8.97 for strong, healthy, vibrant plants, indoors and outside. Shop our wide selection online and pick up your order in-store and give Mom the gift of a beautiful garden. Get Vigoro Potting Soil just $8.97 at the Home Depot. How doers get more done. See homedepot.com/delivery for details.
This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 1523. 7 Reasons Why Everyone Should Use Dance for Self-Care by Charisse Roberts with Steezy.co. And I'm Dr. Neil Malik, reading you some of the most popular health and fitness blogs out there, with permission from the websites, of course, and always with a bit of my commentary at the end. Now, I do have another new author for you today. I'll tell you all about Steezy.co right after the reading, but for now, let's get right to it as we optimize your life. 7 Reasons Why Everyone Should Use Dance for Self-Care by Charisse Roberts with Steezy.co. When I was young, attempting to dance made me feel like a straight-up loser. Each time I tried, the little confidence I had would simply evaporate, leaving my awkward alter ego, Blunder Woman, to execute the moves. It wasn't until I started considering dance as an opportunity to experience joy, not just a test of my skills, that I finally started looking forward to dancing as an act of self-care. Here are the 7 things I learned that reframed my relationship with dance and made me realize that everyone should incorporate it in their self-care routine. 1. There's no such thing as a bad dancer. I thought I was a bad dancer because every time someone tried to teach me moves, I fumbled over my feet, got off beat, and became too embarrassed to keep going. If this sounds like you, using dance as a fun activity isn't out of the question. You probably just need to work on your rhythm. Without rhythm, learning a dance move will be too complex and frustrating, so start small in order to work your way to a joyful dance experience. For 1 week, put on music every day and simply clap your hands, snap your fingers, and tap your foot to the beat. Be sure to choose songs where the beats are super clear so you know when you're getting it right. After the first week of nothing but clapping and snapping, level up to doing a 2-step to the same songs you used on week 1. After you build up your rhythm skills, try actual dance moves again, and you'll pick things up exponentially faster than ever before. Once that barrier of entry is gone, I promise you'll feel excited to keep dancing. 2. Every body is a dance body. In reality, you can do most things that you set your mind to, but dance is a particularly special sport because you don't have to dedicate your whole life to it or be insanely athletic to join in. No matter your age, height, size, range of mobility, you can dance and have an amazing time. So, take dancing as an opportunity to perform self-love. Watch yourself dance or get totally lost in the experience. And remember, at the end of your session, my body can be a vessel for art, beauty, and happiness just as it is. 3. Dance does not have to be a performative act. You might think about dancing as something you do at school events, parties, weddings, and so on. But even if you're not interested in dancing in front of others, you can just dance for yourself. Try dancing alone to your favorite songs once a week, and you'll find yourself looking forward to that personal time you've carved out to get down. Or, if you want to try dancing alone, but want a more structured practice session, just take a dance class online. In fact, Steezy Studio has easy-to-follow classes that you can enjoy in the privacy of your own home, so you can learn new things with none of the pressure of an in-person class. 4. Dance doesn't have to be about choreography. Most people think of dance classes in a very specific format. Go in, warm up, learn some sort of routine, perform it in front of each other, go home. But there's a wide range of classes you can take, and learning choreography isn't a must. If you only want to dance for the sake of feeling confident and having fun, you can focus simply on building your basic skills, and then go freestyle. Not sure where to start? Try looking into different dance styles and see what attracts you. That will inform the types of basic skills you want to learn in order to build up your freestyle abilities. Once you master the vibe of a style you like, you can easily enjoy freestyling alone or with others. No fancy choreography required. 5. You can use dance to celebrate all your emotions. Even though I was once terrified of dancing, in present times, dance is one of the first things I turn to when I'm unhappy. I pretend I'm in my own music video, and I start having a conversation that I know I need to have using my body. We tend to think that the celebration of something should always be a happy thing, but the healthiest, happiest people celebrate all that they feel. They honor their anger, their sadness, their fears. Next time you experience a negative emotion, try dancing your way through it and acknowledge how you feel at the end of your session. Did your emotions flip from negative to positive by the end? Did the endorphins you released leave you feeling happier? Did it feel therapeutic, like writing in a journal or winning an imaginary argument in the shower? You'll probably be surprised by just how good it feels to express everything through movement. 6. You'll improve your balance, coordination, and stamina. Dance is a great way to show your body some love, as you'll be building up your endurance throughout your high-energy sessions and improving your balance and coordination by challenging your body in new ways. Taking care of your body today is like writing a love letter to future you. So, even if you're not trying to level up, you'll feel better about your body as you get fit and feel better about yourself as a person who takes care of themselves. Pay close attention to those little health improvements that come as you start dancing and the pride that comes with them. It will give you a boost of joy. And 7, dancing will make you more confident outside of dance. When you start dancing, you'll learn how to be more vulnerable in front of others and yourself. As you challenge yourself to do things that are outside of your comfort zone and succeed, your brain logs it and says, okay, that wasn't so bad. Maybe the next thing I do outside of my comfort zone won't be so bad either. The confidence you build through dance may bleed into your public speaking skills, your ability to be yourself around new people, or your likeliness to try new things in general. And a confident, self-assured person is a happy person. You just listened to the post titled, 7 Reasons Why Everyone Should Use Dance for Self-Care by Charisse Roberts with Steezy.co. When you're hiring, it feels amazing to finally close out a job search. But what if you could get rid of the search and just match? You can with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Looking to step up your Mother's Day flowers? The Home Depot has an idea. Let Mom's Green Thumb do some digging with colorful flowers, pots, and premium soils to bring out the most in her patios, walkways, and gardens. Right now, get Vigoro Potting Soil just $8.97 for strong, healthy, vibrant plants, indoors and outside. Shop our wide selection online and pick up your order in-store and give Mom the gift of a beautiful garden. Get Vigoro Potting Soil just $8.97 at the Home Depot. How doers get more done. See homedepot.com/delivery for details.
Now, Steezy has dance classes for everyone, from brand new to advanced. So you can check those out at steezy.co. That's STEEZY.co. And thank you to Charisse for letting us share her work. Dr. Neil here for my commentary. All right, so this topic was definitely difficult for me to relate to. That's because, as the old cliche goes, I have two left feet. Wait, since I'm left-handed, does that mean I should say I have two right feet? Well, whatever, you get the idea. So dancing is not my idea of fun unless I want to hurt my self-esteem, which is what Charisse was talking about. Now, I'm probably not as bad as Julia Louis-Dreyfus's character Elaine Benes from Seinfeld, whose dancing was described as, quote, limbs flailing, arms akimbo, but I'm probably somewhere along that line. But again, as Charisse said, I may need to let go of some of that self-consciousness. I may need to be a little bit more free with myself, and if I give it a try, I might find that I actually enjoy it. I mean, I've put myself in vulnerable situations before, so why not try this? I'll keep you posted about how it goes. All right, that'll do it for me for today. Thank you so much for listening. I'll be back here tomorrow for the Wednesday show, so I'll see you there, where your optimal life awaits.